So I think we're all familiar with St. Matthew's Sermon on the Mount from chapters 5, 6, and 7 of his gospel. We've been reading parts of Luke's comparable Sermon on the Plains, and this is getting to the end of it. And so it's kind of a check. Like, have you listened to my words, and are you putting them into practice? Am I truly the Lord of your life? What kind of fruit are you producing? What is the foundation of your life? Good points of examination for us, and to check the fruit that we are producing. And so, is Jesus really the foundation of our life? As we've been reading from these letters of St. Paul, and as now that we're in his first letter to Timothy, there's no doubt we can say that Jesus Christ was the foundation of St. Paul's life. And he says something today that is so simple and easy to kind of read over, but it's a foundational text, one of those texts on which we should build our lives. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. If we don't know that, if we don't understand that, if that sentence doesn't change our life, then all of this is for nothing. St. Paul goes on to say, of these I am the foremost. If we don't recognize the absolute sinfulness of our lives without Jesus Christ, then all of this is for nothing. And we've built our house on a sandy foundation. Of these I am the foremost, but for that reason I was mercifully treated, so that in me Christ might display all his patience as an example. What a beautiful teaching. Kind of a foreshadowing of the gospel that we'll have for tomorrow as you prepare for Sunday's Mass on the mercy of God. As St. Paul can recognize the absolute patience that Jesus showed on him because he was the absolute worst sinner. And he does that as an example for those who have come to believe in him for an everlasting life. So maybe you're not the absolute worst sinner. There's still hope for you, is what St. Paul is saying. If Jesus Christ can save me, then who can he not save? What a beautiful foundation on which to build our lives. That I am nothing without Christ. But he died for me. And he came to save me from my sins. This must be the absolute foundation of our lives. You've probably heard that little cute saying, like, if you were put on trial for your faith, would there be enough evidence to convict you? And so, would there be? If you had to build your defense to defend the fact that you are a Christian, a disciple, a follower of Jesus, a member of his body, would you be convicted? Are the fruits you're producing evidence to the world that you love Jesus, that you recognize that you are a sinner, but in Christ Jesus you have been saved? We are tested each and every day. We are forced to make decisions each and every day as to, is this true or not? Do I really believe? We celebrate two great saints today, two martyrs of the early church, one bishop and one pope, from the middle of the 200s, 250-ish. Both lost their life for their testimony, their witness to Jesus, at a time when the church was under immense persecution. And part of the reason for their glory, besides their giving of their lives willingly for Jesus, is that they helped to formulate the teaching of what happens when someone does flee, someone does apostatize, leaving the faith and come back. What's necessary for that person? These two great saints helped us to realize that once they've been baptized, they are a member of the church. So through reconciliation and repentance, they should be welcomed back into the church. Again, this great mercy of God the Father, in which we should be rejoicing that his patience is on display for each one of us, and that there's not a quick and swift trial after each and every sin that we've committed. We have the record of St. Cyprian's trial. And so just bear with me, I'll share a little bit of the record of this. On the morning of the 14th of September, a great crowd gathered in accordance with the order of the governor. That same day, the governor commanded Cyprian to be brought before him for a trial. Once he was brought in, the governor asked him, "Are you Cyprian?" And the bishop replied, "Yes, I am." The governor said, "Have you posed as a pontiff of this sacrilegious group," meaning the church? The bishop said, "I have." The governor said, "Our most venerable emperors have commanded you to perform the religious rites, going along with the culture." How many emperors have asked us to go along with the culture? How many times have we said yes? Because it's easier to advance my life, my career, be comfortable. I don't want to be canceled, whatever. Cyprian says, "I will not do so." The governor said, "Well, consider your situation." The bishop said, "Follow your orders. In such a just cause, there is no need for deliberation. I'm not turning my back on Jesus," he said. "Do what you have to do." Then the governor, after consulting, said, "You have lived with your sacrilegious convictions, and you have gathered about yourself many others in a vicious conspiracy." We hear the same things about Christians, about Catholics today, that we're plotting against the progressive agenda of our government. "You have gathered many in this vicious conspiracy. You have set yourself up as an enemy of the gods of Rome and our religious practices. Enemies of the state if we don't go along with the liberal agenda. The pious and venerable emperors have been unable to draw you back to the observance of their holy ceremonies. You have been discovered as the author and leader of these heinous crimes, and will be consequently be held forth as an example of all those who follow you in your crime. We're going to kill you to be an example to the others who choose to follow you. By your blood, the law shall be confirmed." Then the governor read, "It is decided that Cyprian should die by the sword." Cyprian responded, "Thanks be to God." Is Jesus Christ the foundation of our life? If we're put on trial, is there evidence to convict us? And are we willing to stand firm, even if it means death? Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He came to save each one of us. Let this be the rock, the solid rock, the foundation of our lives.